This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Fake news remains a critical issue in America, and thankfully, most of us, if you're listening to this program, certainly you don't buy the nonsense leftist news outlets peddle on a daily basis. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Network.com, 844-551-8255, and I appreciate the new markets that we're coming into, the new listeners. And as you know, you may not know it, but the older listeners do. I get back with you. So if you do want to send us a message or whatever, we will call you back. Going back to the left and the various issues, the fake news, I want you to consider all that they market. For example, right now we are being bombarded with gender reassignment. Whether it's gender reassignment for kids or who should pay for gender reassignment, should it be part of your insurance plan. We're talking about it with respect to the transgenders in sports. And there's a whole idea that we should let men participate, former men, you know, who are still men, by the way, participate in women's sports. And we're having to legislate against it. And there's a big brouhaha over it. When the fact is, if you continue to let men play women's sports, there will be no women's sports. But then what really bugs me and bugs many of you is that these people are pushing this agenda lower and lower in the kid's psyche. In other words, let's start it not only, and let's not do it in the fifth grade, let's do it in the fourth grade. No, why the fourth grade when we can do it in the third grade? Why the third grade when we can do it in the second, and so on and so forth? So we are actively discussing teaching children about sexuality before they hit puberty. Now, I don't know a lot about, you know, I'm not a physiology person or whatever, but here's what I will tell you. Up until the time that I hit puberty, I really didn't understand the relationship between boys and girls. And boys were cool, girls were icky, right? That's the way it was. You hit puberty, and suddenly girls become woohoo, look at that. Now, I'm presuming that gay kids, boys, you know, the same sex becomes woohoo, but it's rare. It's rare. Now, I'm just going to say this, and you can call it controversial if you want, but it appears to me that gays want their sexual proclivities normalized. Well, I didn't truly learn about sex until after puberty. I think that's probably the appropriate time to address it. So if we could all agree, and I think we can, if we're smart Americans, that at some point, we do need to understand sexuality. That's one thing. Now, we can debate on who needs to teach it. Personally, I think parents need to teach it. I think the schools need to stay the flunk out of teaching kids sexuality. Here's a good example. Some kids, you know, go through puberty at 12. Some kids go through puberty at 14. We don't know when they go through it. So let the parents do it. You want to teach physiology, the differences between boys and girls, which, let's face it, if at the rate that we're continuing to go right now, we may not even believe in physiology. We may not believe in the science of the human body and the fact that men's naughty bits are on the outside and women's are on the inside, and that men produce more testosterone and women produce more progesterone. We may have to abandon the science because we now have a Supreme Court justice who doesn't even know what a woman is. I'm just telling you, you want some crazy stuff, let bind the leftism. You want to restructure how you think about people and have to use pronouns like they, them, whatever. And I don't know if you've seen it, but now when you log into a thing, it'll say, what's your gender? Male, a man, woman, or pretty much, how do you identify? This is what we're going to. Now, let's talk about this from the standpoint of, how do I know who you are? We can be gender fluid. We can be racial fluid. We can be sexuality fluid. Well, if you can be so fluid, who the heck are you? And that's a good question to ask yourself. That's a great query to go deeper into what is going on. And I'm glad you're here to have this little revelation. But if you don't know who you are, I can make you whatever I want you. See, what the left hates about us as conservatives, we know who we are. Pretty simple, isn't it? If you can be fluid, then what are you? Today you're one thing, tomorrow you're the other. If you can't identify, let me just tell you this. I don't know the psychology of it, but I know it from a common sense perspective. If you don't know who you are, you're lost. Never forget, when I was a kid growing up, I used to watch these TV shows and I would hear these actors and actresses, and they were normally, in their 20-somethings, and they would say, I just want to go out into the world and I want to find myself. And I remember as a kid going, why do all these white people keep talking about they got to find themselves? I got to find myself. And then I figured it out. They do. They don't know who they are. What they're saying is, I'm still developing. I'm still figuring things out. Let me tell you something. The quicker you find yourself, the better. I wish I'd found myself 40 years ago. But you're jacked up. You got all these inputs. You're trying to figure out life. I don't know when it happens, but I would venture to tell you, you're probably going to be over 30 before you find yourself. But you should know who you're trying to be. You should have well-developed a sense of purpose and who, what you're good at. And if you have good parents and a good education system, you'll do it. The reason why these knuckleheads don't want these kids to find themselves is because it is so easy to influence somebody who doesn't know who they are, who can't rely on something. Think about foundational things that are missing in their lives. They're missing good parenting. They're missing a belief in something bigger than themselves. So what do? They strip away your parents. Your parents are stupid. Go back. In fact, go home and tell them that they're racist and they're homophobic and they're all these other things. Show them that you don't need to listen to them. Because why? Some professor has helped them find themselves, at least for the time being. And oh, by the way, that silly God, that silly idea of some deity up there that's managing everything. Yeah, what a stupid concept. Why? Because it doesn't help you find yourself. When you're rooted in something deeper, bigger than you, there is nothing that can shake your bedrock. Not mine. I can tell you that with 100% certainty. Because I know who the heck I am. Good or bad. We got a lot to talk about today, folks. I'm so glad you're with me on this little journey.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259. 96-12-59.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her. Me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talking about issues, folks. All the things that are going on in the world that the Democrats, the progressives, the leftists have created that have essentially complicated your life. And I talked about gender. Gender is the least complicated thing on the planet. Sexuality, not that complicated. Gender, there are two, male and female. There are people that are hermaphrodites that sadly you get to pick, but if they did a DNA analysis, they could probably, or, you know, some sort of a test, they could probably say you have more testosterone or more whatever, estrogen, and you should go this way or that way. But for the most part, it's male and female. But we've completely skewed it, and now we have to teach it. And what the gender folks, the people that want to completely jack up your children want to do is teach them at a super early age so they have no clue what they are. Girl or boy, take your pick. You get to be 20 years old. If you're a dude and you want to experiment with other dudes, on you. Weird to me, but on you. You're a woman. We always call it, it's not even a big deal for women. personally, I think it's just as big a deal for a woman as it is for a man. But we have that double standard. But you know what? If you're a woman and you experimented, I use my finger quotes, in college, fine. Whatever. But you knew what you were doing. And by the way, still weird to me. I can rationalize it because as a guy, I say, oh, you were attracted to a woman? I understand that. Women are soft and pretty and, you know, I get it. I could see why a woman would go, she's soft and pretty. But I can't see a dude going, man, he's soft and he's hard and manly. Whatever. Okay. It's all freaky to me. But it doesn't make me a bad person. And, oh, by the way, live and let live. Do you. Don't care. Just don't legislate me. And now we got to teach kids all this freakish stuff. Which, funny, when we were talking about fake news, I played a clip the other day of Brian Stelter saying, how do you ascertain what's fake and real as a teenager? He's talking about fake news classes being given in the eighth grade. And by that time, you're probably through puberty or close to it. And he's saying it's young for these eighth and ninth graders to have to figure out what's the truth from the lie. But in the next breath, these are the people that would say, teach your second, your third grader, your first grader about sexuality when it's not even on their brain. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, folks, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Got a series of new listeners, people that I'm on an email thread with. And one of the guys said, Kevin, you are the next Rush Limbaugh. I say that. And we do it tongue in cheek. Rush is back and he's black. But by the way, I do believe my radio show is as good as Limbaugh's. Now people, oh, look at that cocky person. No, I don't care. Think what you want. Again, you got to understand, I don't care what you think. See, I know what Rush did, and he's amazing. But I also know that what I do is amazing. And I know that I give you insights that would never repeat, never hit Rush Limbaugh's brain. And many of you are shaking your heads going, yeah, you're right, Kevin, you're right. So that, by definition, makes me as good as Limbaugh. If I can make you think, and by the way, if you listen to this program, there may be days where I'm phoning it in because I'm tired. But for the most part, if we're really thinking, if I'm really thinking with you on this program, you're going to get some insights you will never hear, probably haven't heard anywhere else, and may not hear anywhere else. And that's what I pride myself on. And the reason is my words, I believe, are inspired by God, my belief in a higher power. Half the time, if I'm listening to my show back, I don't remember what I said. So that's why when one of my friends, Bob, said, Kevin, you got to, you know, you were dropping some jewels today. You know, you got to, you know, I'd love to tell you what inspired me. I don't know what it was. I'd have to go back and listen to hours and hours of shows in order to tell you guys what it is. But he goes, you need to have somebody monitoring your show and taking those little jewels out. Yeah, I should. Anyway, thank you guys on that thread for the compliment. What I'm going to deliver to you is unapologetic conservatism, which means unapologetic truth. And that truth sometimes is going to hurt us. It should never offend us. We're holding ourselves to a higher standard, and we're not letting ourselves off the hook when we don't achieve it. That's what leftists do. So, in talking about all these issues, these are their issues. We legitimately want to solve problems. I'm not going to teach a kid, a prepubescent kid, about sexuality. And I don't think anybody should. I don't need to study books. I don't need Dr. Spock to come in and tell me about this. I'm not going to do it. And I'm not going to let anybody do it to my kid. There you go. Teaching gender. What about racial issues? Kids go to school, they have zero racism, and they come out of school racist. Why would you let the education system do anything except teach the basics? Math, science, arithmetic, you know, reading, writing, that kind of stuff. Why would you let them do anything with your kid when you can send a kid to school, wholesome, firm belief in God, belief in all kinds of great things, and the next thing you know, boom. They're a radical. They want a sociology degree. They want a what do they call it? Diversity, equity, and inclusion degree. A waste of time and a bunch of nonsense. Energy costs are soaring. Due to what? You want to know what? Electric vehicles in California. Santa Barbara residents, I'm reading this, and businesses will see an electricity rate increase on their April bills in response to energy market changes. Now, they say it's they want to support grid reliability and wildfire risk reduction. The grid reliability, you want to know what that's based on? Fossil fuels. The average business consumer is going to increase $10 a month. The average residential consumer, $5 a month. As Santa Barbara's energy partner, we're sharing this news proactively as it affects both Santa Barbara Clean Energy and Edison customers. The energy market is affected by many factors, but it appears the drought and a natural gas pipeline explosion last fall are the key drivers of the higher cost of energy procurement that we are all seeing. And let me tell you what else it is. It's all those electric vehicles. And by the way, I've got the numbers for what it costs to charge an electric vehicle at a charging station. And I'm going to tell you, when you charge your electric vehicle, there's going to come a day where it's not any better than gasoline. And the only thing they're going to tell you, they're going to rationalize it. They're going to tell you, well, it's clean. It's clean. And it's not. These EVs are causing... Are the beginning of an environmental disaster. You don't have to believe me. Go study it for yourselves. Now, I know it's just lithium batteries, but I'm saying they're causing the grid to be used more than you would have anticipated. I know it sounds antithetical, but it's true. Anyway, lots more to talk about. Keep it.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new report shows drivers in Alabama are feeling the most pain at the pump.
According to Finance Buzz, they're spending over 5% of their take-home pay on fuel, the highest percentage in the country. Nationwide, the average driver is shelling out over 2% of their monthly income, with truck and SUV drivers paying more than 3%. The Biden administration is announcing new plans to lessen the burden of medical debt for Americans. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says medical debt is a health issue, not just a financial one.
Studies have found that Americans with medical debt are more likely to avoid seeking additional medical care than those without debt.
She says the Biden administration is going to hold debt collectors and medical providers accountable for harmful practices. And you're listening to USA Radio News. With inflation hitting a 40-year high in February, supply chain woes continuing along with a drought impacting parts of the United States plains and Russia's invasion of Ukraine, American consumers and farmers are feeling the impacts. Kansas wheat farmer Vance Emke weighs in on the changes he's seeing when it comes to wheat price increases.
Well, over the past couple of years, wheat prices have literally doubled. We've gone from $5 a bushel up to 10 and then 12 and then back to $10 a bushel. But never in my life have I seen commodity prices capitalized into our inputs, like land, as rapidly as they are right now.
Former CDC Director Robert Redfield believes COVID-19 will be here for the rest of our lives. Redfield adding he believes we'll see another coronavirus surge in the fall. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I want to talk about crime, but before I get to that, I want to continue with this discussion around EVs, electric vehicles. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I've ridden in electric vehicles. They are amazing. The Tesla is absolutely a bullet. I'm curious what some of these other EVs are going to be. Cadillac's got a new SUV coming out that's an EV. Is it going to be as fast? Is the technology going to challenge Tesla, is my curiosity. And what's going to happen with Tesla? Is he that far ahead? Have they stolen the tech? What's going to happen? Is he going to end up buying? Tesla's rich. The company's doing a lot. What's going to happen with, the shortage of chips and things like this? A lot of these car makers, these vehicles are going to be very expensive because of the supply chain issues. I'm curious. But I got the numbers. They say the average EV battery holds a charge of roughly 50 kilowatts. Will use an average of 36.4 kilowatts to travel 100 miles before needing to be charged. The price of a full charge, typically 100 miles of range, can fall anywhere from $6 to $16. Well, today, $16 doesn't get me, it probably gets me 75, well, let's see, $5 a gallon. Yeah, I probably get 75 miles, maybe 80 miles on the highway. But when it was under Trump, it was double that. So here's what I will tell you. The charge to go 100 miles on these cars, if that's the charge, that's expensive. But they go on and say, either way, $16 for a full charge is far less expensive than a full tank of gas. It wasn't under Trump. And by the way, that's not a full tank of gas. My car, when it's fully loaded with gasoline, can go almost 400 miles, 392. And that's when I'm driving around the city. But it's roughly 392. If I'm on the freeway, it goes that far. So, I don't know. You guys tell me. Some of you probably own electric cars. You can do the math. Are you seeing it in your bill, your electric? I would think your electricity bill is higher. Oh, so what's the next issue? Wu flu. New surges, but little talk of shutdowns right now. I think I want you to understand it. Fauci would so like to be able to control things right now, but he can't. He's persona non grata. Joe Biden's got too many issues, so Fauci has to be quiet. I'm telling you right now, we're going to get to crime. By the way, Wu Flu is a crime. For those of you wondering, it is a crime. the crime against humanity, bigger than anything we've ever seen. But anyway, I just want to cover these things because what I'm telling you about are issues. Issues created by the left, meant to deflect, make you think of other things. And there's plenty of them. I just talked about the genderization, if you will, of children. Making them pick, what are you? I'm a boy, I'm a girl, I'm all these things in between. No, you're either a boy or a girl. And at some point, you're going to determine that you really are all boy or all girl. Or you may have iterations and be a little bit freaky, because it is freakish to say, I like both sexes. Or you may be an even bigger freak that goes, I just like the same sex. But if anybody tries to convince you that it's not freaky, forget it. It's as freaky as somebody that's got a fetish on, I don't know, boogers. That's weird. But it's okay. You know, the thing is when we determine that something's not the norm, then it's not the norm. I'm going to moralize on it. I'm going to proselytize about it or whatever. Look, let me say this. Guys with size 18 feet are not the norm. But don't think I'm not going to notice. And don't think I'm not going to go, that's freaky. Oh, Kevin, the average shoe size for a male is size 12. Well, then what is a guy with a size 6 shoes? Man, you got some little bitty feet. But hey, what's up? You ready to play some ball? They don't want you to acknowledge that you see something. What's the saying? If you see something, say something. Well, if I see two dudes kissing, I think that's freaky. I'm going to go, wow, what are y'all doing? Oh, that's something new to me. No, do your thing, but don't normalize it because it's a freak. And let me tell you why I know it is, because you can't procreate. Well, adopt. Well, if too bad the animal kingdom can't adopt. Convicted criminal Jussie Smollett released a song on Friday that repeats his claims of innocence in a hoax attack controversy that gripped the nation. The song is called Thank You God. See, that's what leftists do. They run to God whenever they get caught, whenever I'm going to run to God. God will do it. He announced it on an Instagram post that came prefaced with this written message that Smollett is channeling his thoughts, quote, in the best way I know how. But you know what this dude is still doing? He still claims he's innocent. These are the same people that told you Donald Trump was involved in Russian collusion. I had a discussion with a friend of mine, older lady, and she voted for Trump once, said she would vote for him again, but she was like, you know, Kevin, he's talking about grabbing women. I said, just stop. She's 78 years old. I had a conversation with her. I go, just stop. You know what her husband did for a living? He was an agent to the best athletes on the planet. Yeah, NFL guys. He was an agent for them. And I said, so you want to talk to me about the sensibilities of men and your husband? And she had to stop. She goes, I know, Kevin, I've been around a lot of the football players, and these are the top guys. And she goes, now, you're right. Women threw themselves out. I said, exactly right. Donald Trump didn't say any, well, but a president shouldn't talk that way. I said, he wasn't president when he said it, number one. And number two, don't tell me that men don't talk that way. And don't tell me that women don't talk that way. See, that is what makes me mad about the conservative movement. They want to be sanctimonious when they choose to be sanctimonious, but they know the real deal. Let me tell you something. In full disclosure, if you said to me, Kevin, are there groupies out there willing to do anything with a guy if he's got money or power? I'd say, man, women will do the craziest stuff. I could tell you stories about athletes, some, you know, and some others, entertainers. I could tell you stories about what these women do, and you could take it out of context. I'm going to tell you what they do. And you're, oh, well, Kevin, you shouldn't be talking about it. Don't tell me what to talk about. I can talk about whatever I want to talk about. If I'm telling you, okay, let me ask you, do they write songs about groupies? Do you know about groupies? What do you think groupies do? Ask any roadie what a groupie is willing to do to see the star. If roadies want to be roadies because they know what groupies are willing to do to see the star. But we, Trump offended my sensibilities. Really? If he offended your sensibilities, you don't want a leader. You don't want a president. There's not a guy on the planet that has not participated in those kind of conversations. Either heard them or said them himself. And nobody that did it, whether you heard it or said it yourself, should feel guilty about speaking the truth. It's insane. There's a scene in Something About Mary where the women are talking about the guys they like or whatever. And I want to just take that scene out and play it on the radio and say, this is what women talk about. By the way, ladies listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, am I lying? Of course not. But we want to toss Trump away because he said that or he offended somebody on Twitter. You know what? Grow up. I'm so sick of it. And this is not Trump I'm talking about. DeSantis. Let me tell you what would happen. If DeSantis were president, he would be almost like Trump, and they'd be saying the same thing. The left would be criticized. Oh, he's so brash, and he doesn't look like he's presidential, and he doesn't this and that. Whatever. He doesn't have the look or the style of president. What Romney did, how would you have liked him as your president? He had it. I was all for him. You know what? Because I was, oh, man, he looks very presidential. He's this, that. Ooh. You know what? It would have been the biggest mistake that we've ever made, letting that clown become president. He's got no guts. He won't battle anybody. But, yeah, let's toss our guy who's a champion. And I'll go back. You've heard me do it. I've gone back through saving Carrier, taking $2 trillion out of the government bureaucracy so that companies could actually profit and make money and do what they do best, which is innovate. You know what they do? Leftists steal our ability to innovate. And then they do. Look, Jesse Smollett, convicted criminal. I'm not guilty. Do I need to go into more crime? I will, because the voters have spoken about this issue, and I'm going to talk about it now in the next segment because I've gone too far. But are you kidding? City's overwrought with crime. I talk about it once a week, once every couple weeks, whenever it comes up, but it's not going away. But we want to get rid of Trump. Donald Trump said he would go into Chicago and solve the problem. Did Lori Lightfoot ask him to do it? Would she let him do it? Did Rahm Emanuel want him to do it? Whoever, I think it was Lori Lightfoot, she was at the time. No, but then she asked Biden to come in. Didn't want Trump, asked Biden. You think Chicago's any danger, more dangerous or less dangerous right now under Biden? You know the answer, more dangerous under leftism, period. More to talk about when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You do realize, Pete, a lot of black people feel like Democrats have kept no promises since they've been in office.
Really?
Yes. Reverend Allen said that a million times. I'm sure he'll be pressing you about it tomorrow.
Look, I get it. Pete Buttigieg appeared on Charlemagne the God, his radio show, a dude that gets 4 million people listening to his dribble, but he's right about that particular thing. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Let me put it this way. If I were a leftist doing a show like Charlemagne the God, you wouldn't even know who the guy was. I would be Tom Joyner times 50. Syndicated on every network, etc. Here, I don't beg you guys for anything, but look, if the conservatives want to get voices out like mine, do your part. You know, download the show, tell other people about it. It's up to you. I can only, it's like I tell people when we were putting together the comedy event, I go, look guys, I can't be Muhammad Ali, go find my fight, my opponent, and promote the fight myself. I need George Foreman to be out there fighting. So somebody goes, hey, Kevin, you ought to fight George Foreman. And I go, who? And George Foreman says, yeah, man, why don't you fight me? And then I need a Don King that says, well, I would do it a Thriller in Manila. I would put these guys together and I would make them fight. You know, because I'm going to bring my part. I'm going to be ready for the fight. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Thanks for being a part of the show, folks. We're talking about issues. Issues created by leftists. Talked about gender issues. Talked about electric vehicles and the climate change. Well, by the way, the AG is still saying, somebody in the Biden administration says white supremacy is the biggest existential threat to mankind. Yeah, leftist white supremacy, I will agree with him. It is indeed a big threat. What Charlemagne the God was talking about with Pete Buttigieg is that black people do not trust Democrats. We're voting for them, but I'm telling you, it's slipping away. And your role, your job, if you choose to accept it, or your mission, is to remind black people you have gotten nothing from Democrats. Now, Charlemagne the God isn't going to go too far in condemning him because that's his base. He's like, oh, man, why are you talking about? Why are you messing with them? But let me tell you, if I ever get to that level where I'm talking to that many people, we will change politics in this country forever. And I'm not saying it because, ooh, Kevin Jackson, you're so smart. What I'm telling you, I know how to reach black folks. We're still putting the wrong people as our spokespersons. I've seen them. I've seen them in action. They don't have the fearlessness. And being honest with you, most of them don't have the chops. And I'm not trying to be critical. I think there's a role for everybody to play in this great democratic republic and how to change people's hearts and minds. But some people are miscast. They think they're better than what they are. If you think Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy represent the Republican Party, I differ with you. And while I think Donald Trump is great, he misses the mark a lot as well. And so how about we all find the roles to play and we play them? I'm going to tell you, I pride myself in this. The reason Twitter and Facebook keep me off is because I am so good. And I'm saying this with all humility. My gifts are nothing but from the grace of God. I would not, well, one second, oh, Kevin, you are so bright. It's all about you. God opened my mind up. And I know the moment that he did, I was already bright. I was smart. I mean, he gave me some other talents. But there came a day when I had a conversation with the good Lord, and I told him, I'm out. I don't have any more ideas. I didn't. I wrote the same blog twice. It was years ago, and God said, I'm going to open your brain up to levels you wouldn't believe. You will begin to have original thoughts, and they will come so fast and furious you won't even know what to talk about. And exactly that happened the next morning, as God is my witness. So I'm prepared. I've been honing my skills. I've been through 10,000 hours of radio, 10,000 hours of writing, 10,000 hours of debate, 10,000 hours of political campaigns. I have made it to that 10,000 hour point where you go from rookie to expert. And that's why I take on all comers, and I will do it with reckless abandon. I'm coming at you like a kamikaze. Why? Because I know I'm right. And I'm not going to wishy-washy, oh, that'll sound egotistical. If you think I'm egotistical, fine. All it means to me is that you don't have enough pride, sense about self to say, you know what, Kevin, I applaud. When you say I know something well and you say I'm an expert in this and you own it, I applaud that. That's what I tell people. When they tell me, Kevin, I don't know much, but I know I love you. I understand it. But I applaud people to tell me, Kevin, this is where my expertise is. Because I want to know where you're an expert and where you're a journeyman. And when you're a journeyman in an area where I'm an expert, I'm going to remind you of it. Anyway, back to Rasmussen has a poll. Most voters in America say violent crime is getting worse and overwhelmingly expect the issue to be important in the congressional midterm elections. 61% of likely voters believe the problem in violent America is getting worse. Only 11% think it's getting better. 26% about the same. 11% thinks crime in America is getting better. I mean, how could you possibly come to that conclusion unless you are just completely tuned out? You must be living in Hobbitville or somewhere where it is completely, so I'm not going to say these people are stupid. They just are uninformed. They are living in a shell somewhere. Because there's no way to think that. The 26% who think no big, you know, it's the same. Maybe they're in suburbia, not paying attention, not plugged in. But the 61% who say it's getting worse, these voters, it's coming. It's coming. And let me tell you, the wussy slap heard around the world with guys like, what's his face, not getting punished. Will Smith, Kevin, he got punished. Yeah, 10 years he can't get a new trophy. Wow, that's punishment. They didn't take away his trophy. That's what he fought so hard for. Pardon the pun. But he gets his trophy. And they let him keep it. Not going to take it away. So as far as Will Smith goes, Oscar's so white that his wife started, got him the trophy. And on the night of his most crowning achievement, the thing that he wanted the most, he goes up. Black on black crime, slaps Chris Rock, and the Academy does nothing. You know what they said afterwards? We should have done more. Yeah, we should have done more. Well, why didn't you? Were they not expecting it? So we show black people at the high. I just want you to understand what's going on here. You show black folks having made it at the highest level. Chris Rock. Getting paid a lot of money to appear like that in his tuxedo, doing an event in front of the world, theoretically, right? Even though the numbers are going down. Will Smith, in his crowning moment, all these black people in an integrated environment. Chris Rock makes a joke, which is his job, and a brother gets up and slaps him. Now, let me ask you, what do you think happens at the lowest level of black society? Where all this criminality that Americans are afraid of exists. What do you think the little kid who wants to handle his scandal is going to do now that he's watched Will Smith go slap the dog out of Chris Rock on public television, still get to keep his trophy, and have no ramifications for it? I don't think Rush Limbaugh would come up with that. Maybe he would. These are issues that I think about because when leftists tell you they care about black folks, really, why didn't you arrest Will Smith and send a note to young black men that when you do something like this, there will be ramifications? Why didn't you send a note to all the Oscars so blacks, or Oscars so white crowd and say, we will take away your trophy no matter what, black man, if you do something that's out of character? Look. Businesses have what's called a morals clause. Yeah, most people don't know this, but, well, I shouldn't say that. A lot of people don't. Morals clause, meaning when you sign up for something in the entertainment business, like when I was working at Fox, you sign a morals clause. You say, I'm not going to misrepresent the brand. I'm not going to go out and do crazy stuff and have people going, oh, God, that dude from Fox. You know, and now it's become very fluid in how they implement it, because in my case, they fired me because I called the Kavanaugh, tweeted I tweeted that the Kavanaugh accusers were lying skanks, and tweeting the truth got me fired. So certainly there, Fox is the one who has no morals. But do you have morals clauses? And Will Smith violated the Academy's morals clause, and they did nothing. So I want you to just think about that in the big context of what kids think about in the black community.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.